Blog Talk Radio.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Amen. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Amen, amen. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author, and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose, and I magnify God for that on today because he told me who I am. I am a customer service agent for Jesus, and what I do is service the souls through encouragement. That's what this broadcast is all about. It's about encouragement in the Word of God. This is what God has given me to do, and I love, I enjoy, and it's a passion that I do it, and I thank God. I thank God for it on today. And I thank God for you being here with me today on the broadcast. Because the scripture says that if I would lift him up, that he will draw all men unto him. So I'm lifting up Jesus. So why don't you come on and help me lift him. Help me lift Jesus. Come on and help me. Come on and help me. Help me lift Jesus. Come on and help me. Help me lift Jesus. Come on and help me. Help me lift Jesus. So that's what we are doing here on today. We are lifting up the name of Jesus, and I love it. I love it. I am a practicing believer who practices living the Word of God. I enjoy living the Word of God. Yes, it challenges me, just like it would challenge you, but I thank God that I stay in there with it. Yes, I don't quit. Quitting is not in me. Giving up, not in me. But it's pressing toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. So I am practicing every day to do it better, to live this life better. I'm practicing. Thank you, Lord, practicing to live God's word, dressing in it. Dressing in his word. Yes, I am. And I thank God. Thank God for the roadmap. Thank God for directions to heaven. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But getting on, and staying on, that's the fight. But we're able to fight this good fight by faith. Thank you, Lord. God has equipped us. Ooh, yes, he has. With the tools that we need to fight this good fight, the good fight of he's given to us. And so it's up to us. Up to us. Will we quit? Or will we continue fighting the good fight? And I practice the God habit. Yes, what does God say about it? How does he say that it should be done? And that's what I am practicing. And get in the swing of it. You continue to practice it. You'll finally get in there. Get in that swing with it. And then you'll be able, and you will be, to see the God habit. How does God say that it should be done, and practice it that way? And then, hey, I'm on the right road now. 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 And that's what we will be. Yes, the will of God. He knows what he would have for our lives. You know, he had already put it in our DNA, in mama's womb, what we were to be. And all we have to do is line up with God's word, and he will take us to destiny. Woo! Destiny. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. He'll take us there. Thank you, Lord. And I thank God for it on today. And I thank God for you being with me on today. And I pray, God, that you will enjoy the word that the Lord has given me on today. And that is, what should be our attitude? Oh, ye blessed. What should be our attitude? Oh, ye blessed. You're blessed. You're blessed. So what should be the attitude of the blessed? Very good question. What should be the attitude of the blessed? We are so blessed of God. And so what should our attitude be? What should it be? All right, well, we're going to get into that. But first, we want to stop and have a word of prayer. Prayer is always in order. Prayer. Words say man ought to always pray and never faint. So it's no fainting time. And we should not be fighting. That's why it's so important that we pray. Pray daily. Daily. My daily prayer. Yes, daily bread. My daily, not yesterday's bread, but today's. Yesterday is gone, and today will take care of itself. Tomorrow we don't know, but today, today we want to call him up and tell him what we want. We can tell our friends. We can tell a neighbor. But when we tell Jesus, he don't tell nobody else, and he gets the job done. He said, cast all of your cares upon me, for I care for you. Yes, he do. God cares for us. And so we are to give it to Jesus. Whatever is going on in our lives, we ought to share it with him anyway. Because he said that if we would acknowledge him in all of our ways and our doings, that he, Jesus, he will direct us. Yes, he'll give us the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding of just what to do, how to do it, how long to do it, and all of that. He will give us the directions that we need. So I want you to bring your minds in. And I want you to get your mind on that thing that you need God to do for you today. This Wednesday. Yes, almost Thanksgiving. But you have a need. And only God know how to meet our needs. And I want you to leave it there. He said, take it to him, bring it to him, and then leave it there. You ought to leave it there. That's what you to do. Leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Oh, leave it there. Leave it there. Oh, take your burden to the Lord and leave him right there. So we want to take it to the Lord in prayer. And then we want to believe. We want to believe. All God requires for us to be righteous is that we believe. Believe him. Believe his word. Thank you, Lord. That's all Abraham did. Abraham believed God, and it was counted for righteousness. So believe the Lord as we go into prayer, as we go into prayer. Believe him for what you are asking, what you're needing him to do for you. Because he said, while we're yet praying, he said, believe that we receive what we ask, and we shall have it. While we're yet praying, believe that you receive it, and it's yours. Catch a hold of it, and it's yours. Most gracious Father, today, we sure do thank you for this Wednesday, God, a day that we've never seen before, and we'll never, never see it again. But we thank you for right now, God, for how that you bless us, God, how that you continually to take care of us, Lord. We thank you for it right now, God. Father, we come asking that you would forgive us of everything, God, that we've done, that we've said, that we've thought, the way that we've acted that was displeasing to you. Please forgive us now, God. And we thank you for it right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we come asking and thanking you for your favor, God. Your great favor in our lives, oh God. And we know that it's nobody but you, God. Nobody can favor us like you can, God. And we thank you, God, for open doors, oh God. In the name of Jesus, doors open. Created doors, Lord, that wasn't there, God, but you created a door. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And then some doors need to be closed in our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and you've closed doors. Close those doors to those bills, God, that we have, God. Close the door, God, in the name of Jesus, to those that we don't need to associate with, God. Close that door, God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you right now, God. We pray for our families, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they would be saved, oh God. That they would come to know you, God, in the name of Jesus, that they may taste and see just how good you are, God. We can tell them all day and night, but until they taste and see, God, just how good you are, in the name of Jesus, all taste and see for yourself that the Lord is good. Let them taste, God, in the name of Jesus. We hold them up before you today. All of our family, we hold them up, God, before you on today, God. Would you look on our bishops, look on our elders, our pastors, our missionaries. Oh, God, the lay people, Lord. There's so many sick people, God, so many, God. But we know that you are a healer. That you are a doctor sent from God. Heal today, God. Heal the land. You said, if my people who are called by my name, you said, Lord, if they would turn, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would heal the land, God. Heal the land, God, of all of those that have turned, oh God. All of those that are turning, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and those that have the desire on today, God. Help them to come on and turn, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you may heal their land, O oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now, God. We thank you for all things today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. How you bless our going out, and how you bless us while we are, Lord, and how you bless us when we come in again. It's nobody but you, and we thank you. We thank you for it right now, God. Look on our friends today and bless them in the name of Jesus. We bind the enemy on today, God. We bind him and we cast him out into the lake of fire, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you would bind him from the minds, oh God, the minds of our loved ones, oh God, the minds of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us not to even entertain him, oh God, in the name of Jesus, but to bind him with your blood, God, in the name of Jesus. Your blood on today, God, in the name of Jesus, to cast him out, God. And we thank you for Proverbs 4:20-22, that says that your word is life and health to all of our flesh, God. It's our medicine, Lord. Your word is, you are God, our medicine on today. And we stand on it, Lord. We stand on your word, God, in the name of Jesus, because you were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon you. And with your stripes, oh God, we are. We declare it so, God, in the name of Jesus, that we are healed. Healed in our minds, God. Thank you, Lord. Healed in our bodies, oh God. And healed in our spirit. Your word, God, is a healing agent. It's a balm in Gilead, God, and we thank you for it right now, God, for your healing, for your sanctified word, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for being a comforter to us, Lord, on today, God. This is our prayer, and I stand and I agree, God, with each one that has a request before you, Lord. I agree with them. You said if we touch and agree on anything, God, you said that you would bring it to pass. So even while we pray, God, we're believing you to bring it to pass, God. And we thank you right now for manifested blessings in Jesus' name. And you said that we would acknowledge it, all of our ways and doings. And we are acknowledging you, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. And amen. 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 Thank God. Thank him for prayer on today. If you have a prayer request and you would like for us to pray for you, pray with you, you can go to my website at www.fabulousfreshtouch.com and you can leave that request there. If you have a testimony and you would like to share it with us, you can call us at 646-787-8424. And for the next 10 minutes, I am live and in living color right here on Blog Talk Radio. And you can share that testimony. And if you need a motivational encourager to come to your event and encourage on your program, give me a, drop me a line, message me, or email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. And while you're out on my webpage, check out my books. Check out my book. Check out the broadcast. If you've missed it, you don't have to not, you still can listen to it by going to my website and listening to it there. And if you would like to join us in prayer, we are praying every morning, Monday through Friday, from 7:15 to 7:30. And you can join us at 515-739-1237. And then that code is 634. So join us. So you see, we have many ways for you to join us on this journey. And then if you would like to join me at the nursing home on Tuesday mornings at 11, I am there singing and encouraging our elderly people. So join me, however you can, join me, and we would love it. All right then, let's get into this word that the Lord has shared with me to share with you on today. What should be our attitude? Oh my God, have you ever thought about that? Do you have an attitude? What kind of an attitude do you have? Now, we're talking about, we're going to have some righteous attitudes. But it says that an attitude is a state of mind involving beliefs and feelings and values and dispositions to act in certain ways. How are you acting? What is your attitude? What should be our attitude, O ye blessed? Uh-oh, I added something on there, didn't I? O ye blessed. If you're blessed of the Lord. Woo-hoo! If you're blessed of the Lord, what should be your attitude, believers, saints? Oh, my God. Have you backslid? Your attitudes, have they changed? What should be our attitude? Oh, ye blessed. You're blessed of the Lord. So you should have a different attitude. So today, this Recover All Wednesday, we can recover all by being renewed in our attitudes. If you've had a bad attitude and you really didn't realize what was going on, well, you need to check that. It's time for a checkup. A checkup. Yes. Don't you go to the doctor each year for a physical, for a checkup to see if anything changed, anything broke out that needs to be mended? You need some medication to help you to change whatever that thing is? Well, the Word of God is that medicine. Romans 12:1 says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You can't be renewed in just reading an ordinary book, but the Word of God. The Word of God is medicine to change whatever mind, body, spirit of God, the renewing of our minds. If our minds are renewed, so will our attitude be changed. Yes, it will. We'll look at it differently. Now, when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountain and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. Yes, what should be our attitude, O ye blessed? And we're looking at the Beatitudes from Matthew 5:1-12. Check them off as you go. Check them and see if you're in the Lord's blessings. Are you blessed? Okay, he said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, there are poor in spirit, not poor economic-wise, but in the spirit. Is we must be humble in our spirits. We've got to be humble. We can't be high-minded and expect God to bless. He said, bless the poor in spirit. Or could I just say, bless the humble in spirit. Bless. You're blessed if you're humble in your spirit. He said, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be confident to moan, to feel or express grief or sorrow. That's what moan is. They will be confident. God sent us, the Holy Ghost, to comfort us. To comfort us. He said we shall be comforted. So we are blessed. We are blessed when we moan, when we tell God about it, when we tell him about it. Give him those feelings. Give him that grief. Give him that sorrow. And we are blessed when we do it. All of those who moan, yes, Lord. Blessed are the meek, submissive. If you're meek, you're a submissive person, and you're blessed. For they will inherit the earth. Will inherit the earth. The meek, you're blessed if you're meek. You are blessed. What should be our attitude? Oh, ye blessed. Blessed of the Lord. Blessed of the merciful. For they will be shown mercy. So when we show mercy to others, well, we will reap what we sow. We will reap what we sow. You want mercy? Then show mercy, and we will reap what we sow. But he said we are blessed when we show mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. You want to see God? You've got to be pure in your heart. That's why it's a continuous putting on and pulling off. It's daily. It's daily asking God to forgive us and asking him, and then we forgiving those that have done us wrong continuously. It's an everyday thing. Blessed are the pure in heart. Got to be right in your heart. You got to be pure in your heart, for they shall see God. You want to see God? You want to get to heaven? Well, gonna have to have a pure heart. And he said, blessed, if you got that pure heart, you are blessed. Thank you, Lord. And you will be seeing God. Woo! Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Those that make peace, you're blessed. You are blessed. Instead of stirring up war, stirring up stuff, making it stink, you're not blessed when you do that. You're not blessed when you stir up stuff. But you're blessed when you are a peacemaker. What should be our attitude? Oh, ye blessed. Oh, ye Christians. Oh, ye saints. What should be our attitude? Blessed attitude. Blessed. What should be our attitude? Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you falsely. Make sure it's falsely. When they persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you, make sure that it's false. Make sure that it's false. Then he say, rejoice. Rejoice. And be glad, because great, hallelujah, Jesus, great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you and I. So we got to learn to rejoice through these things. Yes, and be glad, because great. Who wants a great reward? I do. I want to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Our prayer today, Lord, help us to dress in your word, that our attitudes be changed, that we might be blessed of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Until the next time, right here on Block Talk Radio. I say bye-bye now.